The next afternoon saw me back in the room with the drooping cords and torn backing paper. But this time, in addition to Maureen Schuster and Gary, whose nipples were today discreetly covered by a bright orange tank top, there were three women and a man at the table in back. As I entered, the women smiled and the man stood and introduced himself as Barry. Not much older than me. He was dressed casually in jeans and a t-shirt and had a very relaxed way about him. I could only assume he was the director, as no one identified themselves and no one had a name tag with his job description printed on it.
"We liked what you did in your audition," he said. "Why don't you go through it again with that whole nervous thing you were doing? That was great."
So Gary slated me and I took another pass at the material, duplicating, as best I could, my read of a few days before. There were appreciative giggles from the women at the table at several points along the way. When I finished, Barry said,
"Just great, Nathan. That was very funny. Now take a little more time."
"He has a few more seconds, right, Donna?"
One of the women referred to a stopwatch and confirmed that yes, I did have a few more seconds.
"Okay, good. So take a bit more time, and you know that point where you sort of flinch away from the elephant?"
"Uh-huh."
"Take a second to recover from that. You know what I mean? Like, you're a little embarrassed that the audience saw it."
"Oh, right. Okay."
I was really liking Barry. He knew how to talk to an actor. I went through it again, this time incorporating Barry's suggestion. More laughter and sounds of approval from the room. When I finished, he said,
"Excellent. That was great."
Then he turned to the women.
"Do you guys need to see any more?"
They averred that they didn't, and I was excused, this time with many thanks. When I got to the door, one of the women stopped me.
"Excuse me, Nathan. You're not really afraid of elephants, are you? I mean, that's not going to be a problem, is it?"
"Nah," I told her, smiling. "I was only acting."